That's Italian.
So, was Leonard okay with you coming over?
Oh, yes. In fact, he said, I'm fine, I don't care. And he in no way said that in a manner which would lead one to believe that he was covering up feelings of anguish and betrayal.
Well, good.
I'm also pleased to report that he's all cried out over you.
He's been crying?
Oh, I believe that was something else I wasn't supposed to mention.
God, I feel terrible.
Do you have stomach ache, too?
No, why do you?
No.
Why did you ask if I had one, too?
Just making flight dinner conversation. Your turn.
All right. So, what's new in your life?
Well, my new shoes are not made for running.
Have you been running?
No. It's just a suspicion I have.
I'm so glad you like it.
I do. Leonard never cooks for me.
Well, maybe that's because Leonard can't cook.
You can't cook, and you made me this.
Whatever. Oh, let me get the cheesecake out of the fridge.
Oh, Lord, I'm in Jewish hell.
Look at this. Do you think she's really doing that, or is it Photoshop?
I'm pretty sure Martha Stewart never got naked with a room full of big, fat Japanese guys.
You don't know that. Prison changes people.
Hey, where you been?
I told you, walking.
For an hour and a half?
I got lost.
How could you get lost? Your phone has GPS.
Satellites are down. Solar flares.
There are no solar flares right now.
Yes, there are.
Dude, I'm an astrophysicist. If there were solar flares, I'd be all up in it.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. What I meant to say was, my battery died.
What the hell was that about?
I don't know. Do you think this is really Hillary Clinton doing it with Oprah?
Oh, we really need to get you a girl.
Leonard.
Oh, just come in!
Thanks for seeing me on such short notice.
What do you want, Sheldon?
Maybe this isn't a good time.
Tell me why you woke me up, or I swear to God I will kill you.
Do you really think death threats are an appropriate way to begin this conversation? Sometimes your lack of social skills astonishes me.
What do you want?
You may want to sit down.
I'm in bed.
Point taken. You may want to sit up.
Sheldon!
I've been seeing Penny behind your back.
Okay. When you say seeing Penny, what exactly does that mean?
We had dinner last night. She made me spaghetti with little hot dogs cut up in it. Well, it's a little hot dog. I gave up the other 5 hot dogs to a real dog. A real big dog. A hellhound. It's tangential to the primary story. How about I circle back to it?
Fine. Why did you have dinner with Penny?
I told you she made spaghetti with little hot dogs. I like spaghetti with little hot dogs.
Well, then why did you have Chinese food with us?
Well, I didn't want to upset you. Howard made it very clear that my allegiance should be to male comrades before women who sell their bodies for money.
Is it possible he said bros before hoes?
Yes, but I rephrased it to avoid offending the hoes.
Sheldon, I don't care if you want to be friends with Penny.
Oh. Well, so the emotional turmoil that has been keeping me from achieving REM sleep was entirely unjustified?
Yes,
Well, as my meemaw would say, looks like we butchered a pig, but nobody wanted bacon.
I guess not.
And now, as promised, the tangent. Sheldon and the Hellhound, or How I Lost My Hot Dogs.
Oh, I can come back.
But don't be silly. We're neighbors. We're going to run into each other. May as well get used to it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You used to it yet?
No. Nope.
Me neither. Oh, Sheldon seemed to think that I would be upset about you hanging out with him, but I just want you to know it's fine.
Oh, good, because his mother called me.
His mother?
Yeah, she wants me to take him shopping for sheets and towels.
I was going to do that.
Oh, well then, you do it. Oh,
I don't want to do it. You can do it.
Okay, then you can take him for shoes.
I just took him for shoes.
Well, all I know is he says they hurt his feet.
Fine. I'll take him for shoes next Saturday.
Oh, no. A bunch of us from work are going to Disneyland next Saturday, and Sheldon wants to come.
You're taking him to Disneyland?
Well, he heard me making plans on the phone. Was I going to say no?
All right. But let me know if you're going to stuff him with junk food. I don't want to bring home a nice dinner for him and see it go to waste.
We're going to Disneyland. He's going to eat junk food.
All I'm saying is, give me a heads up.
Okay, whatever.
And don't let him go on Space Mountain after he eats. He'll say he can handle it, but I promise you'll end up with churro puke on your shoes.
I got it. Is there anything else?
Yeah, don't let Goofy near him. He'll have nightmares and I'll have to deal with it.
What's the problem with Goofy?
Wish I knew. He's fine with Pluto.
Hey, do you think the Elastic Woman in The Incredibles needs to use birth control, or can she just be a diaphragm?
Well, that's it. We're officially out of things to talk about.
It's 10 o'clock. Where have you been?
We stayed for the California Adventure Water Show. It was pure Disney magic.
I was going to see that with him.
How was I supposed to know that?
It's all right. I'll see it again with you.
And I have food here. You said you were going to call.
I know.
I can still eat.
No, you already threw up once. Go put on your PJs and brush your teeth.
Okay, but just don't fight.
We're not fighting.
Just go.
Aren't you going to thank Penny for taking you to Disneyland?
Thank you, Penny.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Want a cup of coffee?
Oh, I should probably get going.
Come on, it's just a cup of coffee.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me, too.
What am I smelling?
Sheldon's churro on my shoes. Such an angel when he's asleep.
Yeah. Shame he has to wake up.
I think we can do it.
Smother Sheldon in his sleep? Wouldn't that be wrong?
No, be friends. You and me.
Oh. Sure. Absolutely.
Good. I'm glad.
Here's an idea. I'm just throwing it out there. Friends who have sex.
Good night, Leonard.
Kidding. Just a couple of friends goofing around.
No, Goofy, no.